Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former goalkeeper Paul Jones. 59 appearances for the Wolves over two spells between 91 and 96 and then 2004 and 2006, and 50 caps for his country Wales. Paul, how are you?
Oh, yeah, all good, thank you.
Good. It's right. I think I've caught you in the middle. You've just moved house, haven't you? I've caught you in the middle of doing a bit of bashing around.
You have, mate, yeah. Trying to get organised a bit, and obviously this lockdown like everybody else, it's a bit of a nightmare at the minute, but we're getting there slowly.
Good. And obviously you signed for Wolves in 1991. You'd played over 200 games for Kidderminster. Was it a big move at the time for you, Paul?
Yeah, it was massive. I mean, obviously, as I say, as a kiddie, I think it was about over 200 games actually in the end, but from 18 to sort of 24, almost you sort of think about that bypassed, you know, chance of turning pro, but I know Graham Turner kept an eye on me when I was at, in the early days, when he was at Shrewsbury, and then obviously he moved on to Wolves himself, and time just sort of worked both right for himself and myself to get me in, which was amazing, really. It was brilliant.
Brilliant, and it must be such an honour. Like you said, you was, I suppose, quite a late entrant into the pro game, and then to earn 50 caps for your country, that must be an absolutely huge honour, Paul.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that was, you know, it was trying to turn pro for starters, and then obviously, you know, little steps as such, getting the first team and so on, but to be, yeah, international and virtually play for 10 seasons to get 50 caps was, it was a fantastic honour, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, you're very fondly remembered at Wolves for the infamous penalty shootout against Sheffield Wednesday, where that was a bit of a topsy-turvy battle, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Obviously, the first game at Hillsborough, you know, I saved a late penalty. Chris Bart-Williams there, so we obviously took us back to Molly for a replay. And, finished one each after extra time. But, I mean, the penalty shootout was, it was pretty amazing. You know, it looked like we were out of it. And then take a couple of saves and then Don gets the winner. So it was, It sounds simple, but it looked amazing. I actually saw it the other day because I think someone put it on after 24-odd years. And, it sort of brought it all back, you know.
Wow. I mean, because obviously we're 3-0 down on penalties, and to be fair, look, I was in the crowd that day, Paul, and to be fair, I thought we were dead and buried, and, you know, I was just about to, you know, get off home, and then all of a sudden it just changed.
Yeah, I nearly did as well, I think. It was, it was unbelievable, it really was, you know, and I think the big centre-half, Pierce,
Andy Pearce,
come up, and, Andy Pearce, literally come up so casual, just chipped it on to the bar, and it's like, oh, of course, then we'd always scored just before that, so it's 3-1, 3-2, and you thought, oh, hang on, you know, and then I think Chris Bart-Williams is up, well, I'd saved, as I say, a few weeks before, so I fancied my chances, and all of a sudden, you know, we were back in it. It was just, and then obviously Chrissy Waddle, you know, saving his, and as I say, Don getting the winner. So, yeah, it was brilliant. And then that, for that as well, that's really, I mean, obviously I was in the team a little bit with Stowley, obviously, because Stowley's the number one at the time.
Yeah.
That really gave me a massive, feel of what I needed to be playing. And I know it was sort of 94 and I didn't need to 96, but, you know, you get to a point where, you know, I was mid-20s and wanted to be playing regularly. So,
yeah.
And that really gave me a big sniff of, you know, what things could happen, really. So
brilliant. Well, we do want to get you back onto the podcast, Paul, because we want to talk about, obviously, all your time at Wolves. We want to talk about, obviously, the you know, when you got your chance at Liverpool as well, because you got some, obviously, great stories. So we'll get you back on for the full story, Paul. But we've set you the task of picking your best 11 while you was at the club. So what formation are you going to go for, Paul?
I'm going 4-4-2.
4-4-2. Brilliant.
Yeah, two up top.
Yeah, that's it, two up top. And interestingly, who are you going to put in goal, Paul?
Well, I think I'll go with myself.
Yeah, that's right. A great call.
Definitely, yeah. You've got to back yourself at the end of the day. So.
You certainly have. Actually, Paul, when I was doing a bit of research, I was looking at some pictures. On your 50th Welsh cap, I believe, didn't you have an interesting haircut?
I did. A mate of mine's a hairdresser, and I never really thought about it. He just came up and said, look, he said, how about doing this for you? And I thought, you know what? Why not? Something a bit different. So I had a dragon, obviously, cutting the back of my head with a 50 down the side, which was, interesting, should we say. But, unfortunately, it didn't quite work out. We got stuff 5-1, but anyway.
To be honest, Paul, I was going to say I didn't do enough research to work out the score, so I do apologise.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Brilliant. I tell you what, if it had been 5-0, it would have gone with a haircut, wouldn't it? Having 50 at the side.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, as I said to someone in the end, because it was just that bad. I said, I nearly got the score right. You know what I mean? Type thing. So it was. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a few years later. Not obviously not at the time.
So. Of course. That's brilliant, Paul. So yeah, backing yourself in goal. But like you said, you did touch upon, you know, another name. Mike Stoll, I mean, he's the record appearance holder for a goalkeeper at Wolves. That's where he was going to struggle, Paul. I mean, what sort of competition
Stoll was great. He's a good lad to work with, train with, and he obviously for himself, he had a few poor injuries with his knee, which obviously gave me chances at times, and it was a sort of a recurring thing, so he gave me a window to get in there. As I say, for myself, it didn't turn out that I could be a regular at Wolves. But, Mikey was great, to be fair. He's a good lad. As I say, he's done brilliantly with his coaching at Leicester now. So.
Yeah. And he went on to have, obviously, a great career. So who are you going for at right-back, Paul?
Right-back, Andy Thompson, little Tomo.
Good old Tomo. I mean, what a loyal servant and player Tomo was.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, regular spot where you'd always get a 7 out of 10 no matter what, you know.
Yeah.
Very rare had a 10, to be fair, but very rare had anything below 7, do you know what I mean? He was brilliant. You knew what you got from him, and steady Eddie as such.
And a great penalty taker, albeit not in the game against Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that missed, isn't he? Yeah, he's normally very good.
he certainly was. So, we've got Tomo at right back. Who are you going for at left back, Paul?
Left-back Vino, Mark Venus.
Mark Venus.
Again. Yeah, I mean, super lad again. I mean, I was very lucky, to be fair, when I was, especially the first time, because obviously he was a bit of a mismatch the second time, but those first 5 years I was there, we had a great bunch of lads, to be fair, and yeah. Vino was one of those characters that was brilliant, but had a sweet left foot as well.
Oh, he did. And once again, he was equally as good at left-back or centre-half, wasn't he?
Or centre half, yeah, absolutely,
Good, good play, Vino. And so, who are going to be your two centre halves? Who are going to be hopefully not giving you much to do, Paul?
I think Jody Craddock, to be fair, was steady as sort of second time I played, went up there and very good.
Yes,
but basic, solid again, very solid player. And then Dean Richards, God bless him. But obviously, he was absolutely brilliant, and unfortunately, out of time playing with the Saints as well at Southampton.
Yes.
He came down there and he went off to Tottenham, but tremendous player and should have gone on to really, unfortunately because of his illness at the time, played for England really more.
I mean, with Dean Richards, obviously we can all remember how good he was at Wolves. I mean, did he really kick on at Southampton, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he went to another level, honestly. He was just different. It's like he played with himself and Klaus Lundenfarm. They're both like engine. They both had an engine that they could both play the ball,
yes.
Pass the ball. Do you know what I mean? It was the sort of early days of the new centre half, if you like, that come out with the ball. And Dean was brilliant at that. He really was. And, obviously, he was hiding his ability in the air. It was second to none anyway. But he really come on, especially when Glenn Hoddle came in. At Saints, he really went up another gear, and that's why Glenn took him to Spurs.
Yes.
the following season, or so I think it was.
Once again, obviously taken too soon, but what a player! Obviously,
yeah, absolutely.
What a player! And Jody Craddock, once again, you talk about Andy Thompson being a 7 out of 10. I think Jody was pretty much the same, wasn't he? You knew what you were going to get.
Absolutely, exactly. Which at the end of the day, there's nothing better. You know where you are, especially as you say, you got two centre halves like that. You got a chance. I mean, as I always try to play, is that if I had two centre halves and as a goalkeeper, you try and play off them in triangles, that you'd have a chance of obviously keeping more clean sheets than anything. And those two there were brilliant, and Jody was certainly one of them. Yeah,
brilliant. Thanks so much, Paul. I mean, so who are we? We're moving into midfield now. Who is going to be on the right side of midfield?
I think Robbie Dennison. I pushed Robbie over there. Robbie used to play a little bit left side, but I mean, he loved a little nutmeg and all that on the left, coming in, cutting in on his right foot. But I think I'll stick him on the right hand side because, again, he was dangerous anyway. Oh. Again, another great servant, ability to cross the ball, you know, and work rate as well, you know, there's not a problem at all with Deno doing that.
I think that's the thing, I know Robbie, Paul, and the strange thing was when I interviewed him, I didn't realise he was right-footed because he's always played left wing.
He's played left, yeah.
But what a player Robbie was. And it's interesting, actually, Paul, because three of the players there, you started with Andy Thompson, Mark Venus and Robbie Dennison, all came up with Wolves, really, from the sort of fourth division.
Yeah.
So once again, so I mean, how good was Robbie? Like you said, playing the left, playing the right.
Brilliant. As I say, very tricky, quick feet. You know, well, again, wasn't the tallest of lads, but certainly, he was there, and his ability with the ball, and he made a few fullbacks look a bit silly. As I say, he loved a little sucking and then through the legs, especially when he played the left side.
Yes.
Because they'd think, oh, come in. Thinking he's probably more left-footed, but he wasn't, as you say. And every time, or a lot of times, he come in and cut him through. The amount of times he's done that, and he scored a few goals as well. Over his time as well. So he chipped in there as well.
Another very, very loyal servant to Wolves. So
absolutely.
So moving on to the left-hand side, then who's going to be your left winger?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it because I must admit, obviously Tony Dale and Stevie Froggatt came in as well, and yes. Tony has had a lot of injuries, so I was half thinking about Tony on the right and Deno on the left, to be fair. But then I thought, well, no, Tony did have quite a few injuries, and Stevie Froggatt I'm going to put on the left hand side. Again, another great left foot, really. Well, again, a few knee injuries late on, and probably ended his career a little bit earlier than it should have been, really.
Yes.
Again, but the ability to cross the ball, he had a great whip on him, and he crossed the ball, and he had a bit of pace as well, which was great, but again, unfortunately, he didn't quite, I don't know, not sure how many games he played for us at that time, but he did suffer a little bit with injuries, but his ability was in training was fantastic, really was. Maybe didn't quite show it on the pitch at times, but I think I'm just going to go on everything as in training as well as
the
ability to play,
I mean, to be honest, Paul, Steve has featured in quite a few of these.
Is he? Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, but he is, once again, a very skillful player. But sadly, as much as you could see the ability, I just never thought we got the best out of him purely because of his injuries.
Yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely. As I say, another one, as in Tony was, Tony Daly, that massive ability, but just unfortunately had those needling injuries, which, sort of knocked them back of their career, really.
Of course, what a shame. So, we're moving now into the centre midfield. Paul, who are going to be your two centre midfielders?
Yeah, my two. I've got a left foot and a right foot, would you believe? Oh. So, it's not a bad balance. Yeah, I've got Paul Cook. Another wonder left footer, and then Jeff Thomas, right side. Again, unfortunately, I picked ones that sort of struggling with knees, I think, if I remember right. Jeff, unfortunately, in the end, didn't play as many games as well, if I remember. But again, just such a good lad, and his ability and that, and obviously, especially Palace, when he was at Palace, when he came to us, his engine work and his work rate was fantastic, really was.
Yeah.
But maybe just, as I say, lacked a few games because of his injuries again. But and then Cookie was brilliant. I mean, he was there. I think Cookie came up with the boys as well from the lower leagues a bit. And again, his left foot, his central free kicks and so on was, and brilliant. Probably should have played higher level, really. I know off the pitch, perhaps he wasn't quite as.
he's won me one right up word. Today, yeah.
He wasn't quite up to what we maybe should have been doing at the time. But
anyway.
You know what I mean? So I think he just suffered a little bit eventually. But again, a great left foot.
Brilliant. Cookie was a great find. He got signed from Norwich for, I think, at the time.
£250,000.
Yes. Wolves were in the third division.
That's it.
What a talent that Graham Turner unearthed, because his left foot was ridiculously good, wasn't it, Paul?
It was. It was, as I say, it was just, again, in training, you didn't fancy facing his free kicks and whatever, but no, he was brilliant. He was an absolutely brilliant player, I thought.
And obviously, Jeff Thomas, he'd had a fantastic career before Wolves as well. He was an England international. Once again, I just think he suffered from injuries, didn't he, Paul? And it really
happened. Yeah, unfortunately. But again, you could tell, you could tell he was an England player, as I say, whether 100% he showed it for Wolves at times, but I think you could just see there's something about, he almost like glided across the surface at times in the way that, he passed and moved and tried to get forward and so on, so you could certainly see that ability there.
And who are you going with up top, Paul? Who's getting your goals?
Well, there's only two, aren't there? And then they're a good partnership as well. Unsung hero, really, Andy Much. And, of course, the main man, Stevie Ball.
Really, I mean, look, I mean, for you, with those players in front of you, you know, the goals they used to get, there was always a goal in the side, weren't there, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was something we used to say a lot. You know, if we can keep a clean sheet, we got a massive chance of, I said that, but a massive chance of winning with the two boys up front. Do you know what I mean? Because you know they're going to get chances. It's just whether, you know, they can put them away. But, I mean, I think Muchie got 100-odd goals or so. If I remember right, then, and obviously Bobby was 300-odd, wasn't he? I think, is he still a record holder?
That's Steve, 306. And
there we go, yeah.
I mean, Andy Muchie, this is the irony. Andy Muchie is in the top 10 goal scorers of Wolves, and you know, every season he played, it was always Bully top scorer. In any other other team, he'd be the top scorer, but obviously,
Well, I mean, I owe a lot to Andy Much. He was a great, again, another great lad. But Andy went off to Stockport as well, just before I did, the season before.
Yes,
and then to be fair, I'll let into a little story. He rung me, literally said, look, Dave Jones obviously just took over at Stockport. He said he's desperate for a big keeper. Do you fancy it? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, I said, I trust you, judge me. He said, look, honestly, there's something happening here that's, you know, he's got some good players and blah, blah, blah. And he was right, because we actually got promoted that season. And as it was, obviously, I went off to Southampton the following season, but with Dave. But, he gave me a quick phone call and said, look, you've got to come. It'll make the side. And between us all, he certainly paid off. So I owe a lot to Macho when I see him, every time I see him.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, because it was actually Dave Jones that brought you back second time round, wasn't he, Paul?
That's right. Yeah. 2004, just into the January winter, actually, yeah. So it was 2004. Obviously, I think Matthew had been struggling, Matthew Murray had been struggling with his injuries, Michael Oaksey there as well. But unfortunately, we nearly survived. I think we were bottom of the league when they came in, but it was obviously I wasn't playing at Southampton, and it was a chance for me to get in the Premier League at eight, you know, for international wise, is something I was thinking about, obviously trying to help the horse out. And, you know, we're unfortunately in the end, if I remember right, we nearly got it back, if I remember rightly.
It was a difficult season, you know. I don't think we've been given much money to spend, and I think Dave Jones did the very best with his resources. But thinking about it, you'd obviously played with Dave at Southampton as well, hadn't you, Paul?
Yeah, David signed me three times. So, I mean, I was at Stockport, then he took me to Saints the following season, then back at Wolves. But there was actually something, I don't know, it was a Wolves thing, actually, for some reason. I don't know, it was in one of the programmes once, years ago, and Dave was supposed to be my dad. I always call him Dad now. It was brilliant.
That'll explain it then, if he signed you three times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the World Cup. When he signs you the third time, he gets to keep you forever, doesn't
he? That's it. Yeah, he does.
Brilliant. I mean, talking about that, I always like the former players to pick a manager for this 11, but obviously it was Turner that signed you for Wolves, but obviously because Dave Jones signed you at every other club, who would be your manager, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I would pick Dave. I mean, sometimes I think most players, if you speak to most players, you click with the manager sometimes, and I certainly did with Dave, as I say. Obviously, I was doing something right, he signed me three times, but we just got on so well. He was just one of those lads that give lads a chance to play, go out and play. You know, and if you've got the shirt, he'd stick with you, you know. And I thought, you know, as a player, that's nothing, that's all you want to hear, really, is to give you a chance, you know what I mean? Especially younger players at the time, which I saw it more as I got more mature and older, even more so. He was bringing players, and if, you know, he said to me, you've got the shirt, you keep it, you know, it's up to you to keep it. So, and I thought it was brilliant, you know.
Oh, brilliant. And finally, Paul, what was it like to get the opportunity at Liverpool on loan? I mean, so late in your career almost. I mean, was it completely unexpected?
Yeah, it was. I got home from training on the Thursday morning, got a phone call, Strachan. I could see Strachan was ringing me. He was obviously my manager at the time at Southampton there. And he said, look, he said, as I said, I wasn't playing, so he said, look, I wouldn't normally do this, but he knew I was a Liverpool fan as a boy, so he said, look, Doucouré got injured last night against Chelsea for Liverpool, and they've had one or two other problems with goalkeepers. Do you fancy going? It was like, oh, jaw hit the bottom of the floor, such, yeah, type wow. things, you know what I mean? So I literally did. Jared Houdet rung me in the afternoon. He said, just sort of say hello and said, can you come up tonight? Blah, blah, blah. We'll train tomorrow it's the Friday, which I did, signed and then trained with the boys on the Friday and then played against Villa on the Saturday. All the Wolves fans will be happy we beat 1-0. So
Wasn't one of your matches, if I remember rightly, against Wolves?
Well, no, I was on the bench, would you be? Cause,
ah, that's it.
I played Villa at Anfield, and then we went and played Spurs away the following week. And I think it was a midweek game. Dudek wasn't as injured as they thought. So Jersey came back in on the Tuesday, Wednesday night against obviously the Wolves. So I was on the bench. I think it was one each, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
So, and then, to be fair, chat to Dave after, and that's where it sort of come from again. Between you and me.
Oh, brilliant. Had a quick chat with the old gaffer.
Exactly. He asked where I was and how I was doing, and I told him what I wanted to do, and between us, he sort of come up with it.
Absolutely brilliant. That is Paul. But like I said, we'll get you back on the full podcast, brilliant. And we'll get all the true stories and all the truth out of you, Paul. But that's brilliant. But I want to thank you for your time today.
No problem, mate.
Good luck with the house renovation. Sorry I pulled you out the garden.
No, no problem. Sunshine, it's all right.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right, Paul. And we'll speak to you very soon. Thanks for your time.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, I just hope, obviously, the season and the Wolves can finish off with maybe a European trophy. So let's see what happens, eh? That'd be brilliant.
Wouldn't that be great?
Cheers, Jess.
Thanks, Paul. Bye now.